Hello, this is Ben DeBono from The Life Report, and you're listening to The Sci-Fi Christian. Welcome to The Sci-Fi Christian, bringing you theology at warp speed. I'm Matt Anderson.
And I am Ben DeBono of Life Report fame, and we are back.
Yes, we are back, Ben.
My reputation precedes me.
Yeah, The Life Report.
We've been talking about The Life Report a lot.
Well, we're getting ready for the end of the year Listener Appreciation Jubilee.
Oh, yeah.
So, anyways.
We'll have a couple of those today, one for The Sci-Fi Christian and maybe one for The Life Report.
Maybe. We'll if you do check out The Life Report.
You probably don't want to.
Yeah, I mean, you should subscribe to The Life Report. Listen to our back episodes. It's our old podcast, but...
Well, the last one up there, though, is the History Podcast Part 1, and Part 2 through 5 never got released,
so that's
a little anticlimactic for everyone.
Yeah, but if they do listen to the End of the Year Listener Appreciation Jubilee, they may hear some clips from that podcast.
Yes.
The on-aired History Podcast, but... Ben, this isn't The Life Report. This is The Sci-Fi Christian.
This is The Sci-Fi Christian. Matt, I have a question for you to start the show. Why does this episode, as I'm looking at my iPod, it doesn't say Lost Part 2?
It does not.
We did Lost Part 1. Why doesn't it say Lost Part 2?
And it's a surprisingly short episode.
Yeah, what's with this? It's like 5 hours shorter than normal.
Yeah, well, Ben, this week has been a week of good things and bad things.
Yes, it has.
Yeah, so... Just on the personal side, my grandma actually passed away this past Friday.
Oh, very sorry to hear that, Matt. And I'm sure that the prayers and thoughts of the Sci-Fi Christian family are with you and your family. But, how are you doing?
Well, you know, it's tough. If you were a listener to The Life Report, I don't think we ever mentioned this on The Sci-Fi Christian, but I did not know my father growing up. So my grandpa and grandma actually raised me along with my mom, who was also around. Okay. So I was...
I was very close
with my grandparents. I lost my grandpa about 5 years ago, and now my grandma. So yeah, this is going to be a tough upcoming week. Also, the funeral is on Tuesday. So
yeah.
But you know, she had a nice long life, 81 years. So
well, good.
And she's a believer, so we'll see her again in heaven.
Absolutely. Yeah. In fact, we weren't even going to do a show this week because of all this, and just a rough weekend. But then we got some very good news.
Yeah,
last night. So take that away, Matt. Tell us that's been the hard part of your week. But then we've also had some pretty good stuff and some very exciting news for the show.
Yes. Yeah, so last night I'm at home, and I was doing a little work preparing for this photo montage that I'm putting together, a video for my grandma's funeral. And I don't know exactly how it happened, but I had missed a call from Daniel Butcher, one of our listeners.
And one of our writers at thescifichristian.com.
Yeah, and he left me a message about the podcast awards. Guess what, Ben?
Well, I know we were trying to get nominated.
Yeah, we posted something on our website. We asked for people to help nominate us for the religion inspiration category of the podcast awards, and
you people came through.
Thank you so much, listeners, because we are one of the nominees for the religion inspiration category of the podcast awards,
and we are going to win. We are going
well with your help.
Yes. Yeah. So here's the way it works: starting this Wednesday, October 12th. You can go to podcastawards.com and you can vote for us once per day. You can vote. So the nominations was just one vote altogether. But this is, you can vote every single day from the 12th to, I believe, the 25th.
I think it's the 27th.
27th is the day it's over.
Yes. So please, starting the 12th, please go out there and vote for us daily.
Yes.
How awesome would it be if the Sci-Fi Christian wins this year's religion inspiration category?
Now, we're up against a bunch of other Christian podcasts.
Well, wait, I don't know if they're all Christian. Read the list real quick.
I don't have it up in front of me.
Yeah, I'll talk briefly while you load that up. So anyways, we knew we had to record because we wanted to talk about the podcast awards and we wanted to get you guys' votes on there. So this week, instead of doing Lost Part 2, which will be coming, we're actually going to go to our archives. Ben and I had recorded a brief conversation. What was it? About 3 weeks ago?
It was either
before the Harry Potter episode or before the young adult episode.
Yeah, we were talking about time travel. Actually, we just kind of started talking before we were recording.
Well, I knew I wanted to talk to you about this on on the record. I wanted to have it recorded. So you started recording.
It's a little more candid than usual, I think.
You started listening to it a little bit, huh?
I was, yeah. It's good, but I wasn't quite in full sci-fi Christian mode. So it's like a behind-the-scenes look.
That's pretty good.
So that's exciting.
So, okay. So this week episode, I'm not sure what we'll call it, but it has some sort of time travel.
Part one.
No, not part one. People are going to get sick of all that part one, part two stuff.
But it's kind of appropriate since we're in Lost. We start these plot threads that go nowhere.
We'll come up with a better title than that. So, okay, let's see. Who are our competition?
Okay, so we have All About Worship.
Probably Christian.
Almost Daily Devotional.
Ooh, definitely Christian. I know Slackers. Who does that.
Slackers.
No. I know. This is by Cliff Ravenscraft of GSPN.TV.
Okay, I'm just wondering why it's Almost Daily.
I think it's because he didn't want to lie and say every day, but it's a lot of days.
Beyond the Box.
Ooh, I have no idea who that is.
That could be any number of things. Christian Meets World.
Definitely Christian.
Yeah, good call. More Than One Lesson.
No idea.
Mormon Faircast.
Definitely Christian.
Yes.
Faircast.
I don't know. It just says F-A-I-R, and it's all in capital letters.
Okay. Next.
So I don't... But they're Mormons. Next Step. The Collision Podcast. The PB&J Show.
Ooh,
that sounds more like food.
Sandwich podcast.
So wrong category. And then finally, The Sci-Fi Christian.
Oh my gosh. That's so awesome, Ben. Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you, and to you.
Thank you.
So we want everyone to please vote daily for us. We wish all of these other podcasts the best of luck, not very much luck.
Wait a second.
We do want to win.
Yeah, we're Christians here. We can be honest. Yeah. We want to win this thing. So even though we're serial lovely people.
It's kind of like in sports, though. You always wish your opponent good luck, even though you really don't mean it.
Yeah, we're just going to give you an over-the-air podcast hug. Good luck and a handshake here. But yeah,
we hope you come in second,
third, anything but first.
Anything but first, because that is going to belong to the Sci-Fi Christian.
So, again, Ben, where can our listeners go to help us out?
Podcastawards.com. And, of course, we'll be posting this on Facebook, Twitter, and the website. So you can check out all of those places if you happen to forget the link. Or you could just rewind, because we said it like three times.
Yeah. Great.
So all sorts of options available to you to vote for us in the Podcast Awards.
All right. So tonight, we're going to do up-to-date sci-fi news. Then we're going to flash back to a conversation we had, and then we'll be back at the end, because I think we might have thought that that would be part of an episode, and we were going to throw it back to ourselves in the future. However, there will be no more after that.
There will be no more, but well, at least not this week. But I think we want people to, because we raise a lot of interesting questions. So we want people
ourselves.
To what?
I said, we raise a lot of interesting conversations if we do say so ourselves.
Yes, if we do say so ourselves. Yeah. And we want you to ponder these questions with us. Send in your feedback, because we will come back and follow up this episode with a more in-depth discussion later on. So this is kind of like a teaser
interesting.
To whet your appetites.
Well, I think it's time for the Stanley Quote of the Week.
I think it is, too.
It's the Stanley Quote of the Week.
Bing! Actually, it's not the Stanley Quote of the Week.
Oh, really?
We're going with our buddy Bill Shatner.
Oh, good. What does William have to say this week?
Oh, okay. So, have you heard about his book?
No. What's it called?
I'm not sure entirely what the title is, which means I have no idea. But there's been all this controversy and weird stuff coming out of his book.
Okay.
I mean, first there was this huge... Apparently, he's been having this ongoing feud with the dude who played Sulu.
Oh, yeah, George Takei?
Yeah.
Is it George Takei?
Takei, yeah. And like, Shatner didn't get invited to his wedding, and Takei claims, oh, I did invite him, but he didn't come. And so they've been mad at each other. And so apparently, the book is just full of little pot shots.
Oh, man.
And they aren't getting along very well.
It sounds like somebody would do in the the Star Trek world.
Yes. That's just why Star Wars is better. They don't get along so well, and no need to fight each other.
Right.
But then it's not just all mean stuff. There's some helpful stuff in here too. In particular, William gives us a little bit of advice on how to best live as a bachelor.
Oh, okay.
So
good.
All of you bachelors out there, listen up, turn up that volume, because you're going to learn the secret to success as a bachelor. So, Mr. Shatner writes, I was living in a truck with my dog, and when I would travel from town to town, I would shower inside the theater, perform, greet the fans, then go to bed in a truck. Clearly my finances were not what they should have been. Rule, you can't be a swinging bachelor if your bachelor pad gets towed for being too close to a fire hydrant.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I think that's true.
I think you're right.
Yeah, so... all of you. We have a lot of, you know, our demographic is a lot of young guys.
Yeah, yeah, with dogs and trucks.
Possibly with dogs. I don't know about the trucks.
Yeah.
But this is advice for you. You guys who, you want to meet ladies, you know, you want to be successful in life, you probably need something more than a truck. And don't park it next to a fire hydrant. So says William Shatner.
All right. It's the Stanley quote of the week. Bing! Well, I guess we'll be back with more Stanley some other day.
I guess so. Is it time for some sci-fi news?
I think it's time.
It's time for sci-fi news.
Wow.
Was that supposed to be me?
Something kind of sounded quiet there. Like it was like your voice I couldn't really hear and my growling didn't really make it through.
I think you were just really belting it out. You felt it in your heart this week, so you had to let it out.
Yeah,
so excited about those podcast awards.
Well, that was the X-Files music, and we do have some X-Files-y news with Chris Carter.
Yeah, so this is kind of interesting. Chris Carter, who has been silent for quite a long time, he directed this horrible X-Files sequel that came out a couple years back, which was no good. Did you ever see it?
Well, I think we talked about this before. I actually purchased it at a Blockbuster that was going out of business. Got it for $1, but I haven't actually watched it yet. Ooh. But I have seen everything else X-Files ever.
Yeah, the only reason to watch it is to be a completist. It adds nothing to the story, and I don't know.
I love the first movie.
Yeah.
I've seen every episode.
No, don't get me wrong. I love the X-Files. Yeah. This was just enormously disappointing, in my opinion, and it seemed to be the general consensus. But he's coming back to the small screen for the first time in over a decade.
Yes. And actually, exactly. Well, it was 2001 that X-Files went off the air, I think.
Yeah, so I'm guessing that this show won't make it on the air in the next three months.
You are correct.
So it'll probably be over a decade.
Good call.
And he's coming back with a supernatural cop show called
Unique.
What do you think, Matt?
Well, I think it sounds a lot like X-Files.
Yeah, it does.
And I think though, in this case, instead of having a Fox Mulder lead, they're going to have a female lead
who will be named Smulder
or Scully.
Scully,
Jillian.
So here's the thing I was thinking about is that TV has changed a lot since X-Files went off the air. In particular, there's been a bigger emphasis on serialized TV, and that's what seems to be, you know, successful, more so, especially, you know, we've talked about stuff like Lost and Battlestar and all these scenes. The TV landscape has changed a lot. Do you think Chris Carter's going to be able to adapt, having been out of the business for 10 years?
I trust Chris Carter. I think he could do it. You know what, though? The show idea sounds a lot like Ron Moore's idea he had for the pilot that didn't get picked up by, I think, NBC.
And a little bit like Fringe, too.
Yeah, you're right. So wasn't Ron Moore's idea a police show with some magical elements?
Yeah.
So not exactly the same, but still everybody kind of wants to do supernatural in the crime fighting world.
Yeah. So I don't know. I'm not super optimistic about it, honestly, just because maybe it's because X-Files went out on a sour note a little bit 10 years ago and then came back with a pretty bad movie.
Yeah.
And I don't know how X-Files is great for what it was. I'm not sure how well, if he's trying to do another X-Files, I'm not sure that show would be as successful today as it was in the 90s.
Do you know, is X-Files streaming on Netflix? I think I'd love to watch that again.
I think it might be. I don't know. Hmm. I can investigate.
No, you don't have to do it right now. I'll check it out later. Speaking of streaming on Netflix.
I'll borrow DVDs, too, after you get me back Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Speaking of streaming on Netflix, Ben, great news for me.
Yeah, Walking Dead.
Yeah, hooray. It's Netflix has an exclusive deal to stream Walking Dead.
So AMC and Netflix are doing good things for all of us who like good television.
Yeah, so I get to watch it finally.
Yes.
We had talked about Lost earlier. Mm-hmm. Sticking with TV news, the showrunners of Terra Nova have come out and said, we are not going to be like Lost. We're going to, any mysteries we present in season one, we're going to tie up by the end of season one.
Okay, so this has got to tell us something, doesn't it, about Lost?
Yeah, it's getting kind of sad. This is not the first time I've heard a show say this. I think I could be wrong, but maybe Flash Forward or, no, probably not Flash Forward. I can't remember what show it was, but there's
Fringe
been,
has said something along
yeah, there's been other shows I've said, we're not going to have these mysteries.
Lost.
Yeah, we're not going to be like Lost and set up mysteries that it takes years to solve. We're going to solve everything within seasons.
So people can go back and listen to last week, but you're a defender of Lost and you're quite the fan.
Yeah.
How does it make you feel to have your favorite show become like an industry cliche that we're not going to pull a Lost?
Yeah, I know. It's kind of sad. I mean, I get that people are impatient and want mysteries solved right away, but I don't think
No. People want mysteries solved.
Period.
Okay. There was no right away about it. Let's just be clear on this point.
So,
yeah. But does it make you, because you were coming back to reality a little bit more last week in terms of your perspective on Lost, and you actually surprised me with being slightly more objective than I was expecting you to be.
Yeah.
Does this make you maybe even come a little bit farther in my direction and realize, you know what, love the show, but there's some huge, huge problems.
No, I'm not saying there's huge problems, but I can say this. I love the show, but I get what people are trying to say. Like, they're afraid that if they commit to a show and there's these mysteries presented, it's all pointless and there's no reason to stay invested because some things just won't be discussed again. So I can see that some, but I don't like it being used as like a phrase to be like, we're going to be good. Don't worry. We're not going to be like Lost. That just makes me angry.
I think this is going to be a big part of Lost's legacy, to be quite honest with you.
Bum, bum, bum.
Is an inability to satisfactorily wrap stuff up.
Yeah. Kind of like J.R.R. Tolkien.
Okay. Let's get his name right. If you're going to slander the man, you know, it's J.R.R. Tolkien, not J.R. Tolkien.
No, I said R.R.
No, you said one R.
Listeners, you can go back and listen. I think I just said it fast because I speak quickly.
Maybe.
So, you're
quite the fast
Tolkien,
talker.
Right? Tolkien?
Yeah. So, what major mysteries in Lord of the Rings are you still scratching your head about?
No, I just wanted to use it as a segue to get to my next story.
that was a horrible segue.
Yeah, actually, you know, Evangeline Lilly of Lost fame is going to be in The Hobbit. And did you hear that this past week? I believe it was this past week she was on a talk show and she actually spoke a little Elvish.
Oh, that's very exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah, she said she's worried that fans are going to hate her because her character's not in the books.
Ooh, they might hate her because she was Kate, who was a horrible character on Lost.
Evangeline Lilly, the Jar Jar Binks of The Hobbit.
Yes. Oh, no, that's sad. You know, speaking of Christians...
How do you feel about...
Speaking of Christians, I think Evangeline Lilly used to be a missionary.
Yeah, she did, I think.
So let's support her, Christian brothers and sisters.
Well, I'm pretty sure we can be critical of the acting ability.
I didn't see it, but her movie Real Steel debuted this weekend at number one.
It did quite well. It's actually very good reviews.
Did you know it's based on a book called Steel?
It's based on a short story called Steel by Richard Matheson.
Oh, have you read it?
No, but okay. I am a big Richard Matheson fan.
Ah, so maybe this won't be so bad. Definitely a Redbox.
I would actually, despite what I've said previously, based on some of the reviews, I'm interested in seeing it someday.
Me too.
But let me ask you this about Evangeline Lilly. You didn't like her character on Lost,
yes,
obviously, but you love Lost.
Yeah.
That's like a Matt paradox right there.
No, it's not.
I mean, how do you wrap your brain around that? Because you have to like...
You don't have to like Josh all the characters.
Josh Holloway stars in a commercial and it's headline news for you.
Josh Holloway?
Yeah, it's like headline news for you when he makes a cameo appearance somewhere. And so you have to track all of these characters. And, you know, the guy who held the boom mic in Lost, you have to follow his career to the nth degree. How do you deal then with following the career and cheering on Evangeline Lilly when you didn't even like her character?
No, I don't cheer on everybody. For example, there was one story that I decided not to cover this week where the actress that played Shannon is going to be in some new movie. I didn't even write it down. But so I don't follow everyone, just the upper level Lost characters.
But you are following it. You just didn't
cover it?
You didn't cover
it. But I just happened to see it on the...
just happened to see it. I think that you probably have like Google searches set up to tell you anytime that Matthew Fox's name is used in a news report.
Yeah. No, not really. Don't worry, everybody. I'm keeping it together.
Yeah, speaking of keeping it together, Matt, I did want to applaud you for making a little bit of a dent in that Goodreads list that I've been making fun of you for the last couple of weeks.
Yeah,
I was impressed. You got maybe two or three books finished.
Yeah, I finished Blue Like Jazz, finally.
Yeah, and how many stars?
Four.
Four.
I finished Transfer of Power, which is a Vince Flynn spy-ish novel.
Yes, and that I believe you gave five stars.
Too. Finished Radical Disciple, the book that killed the Life Report.
John Stott.
Yeah, give it four.
Yeah.
Should have given him five, though, since he died, but...
Well, you know,
I think four is a...
Can't be your criteria.
Four is a solid
That's
number.
That's a horrible criteria for rating books.
Well, it was his last book.
It's I hated this one, but the author's dead. Five stars.
Like, his last little chapter conclusion epilogue thing was sort of like goodbye because he knew he was going to die soon.
Oh, that is a bit sad.
So
too bad we didn't get to that episode.
Yeah,
on Life Report.
Yeah,
we could do a bonus episode on the epilogue.
Should we? It was his last chapter that we probably never covered. Not. Was called Death.
Oh,
and that was the one I just finished. I thought I had read it a long time ago and just never actually had finished it. It turns out.
So you just sat down and you plowed through the last few chapters.
Plowed through it. Yep.
Wow. Well done.
Thank you.
When are you going to watch Shawshank Redemption?
And that's next on my list.
That's next on your list.
Stop harassing me. I don't know when I'm going to have time. I have a funeral this week.
Oh. The guilt card comes out. I can't even reply to that now.
Sorry.
Okay, so Stephen King news for all of us Stephen King fans out there.
Yeah.
One of his most famous books, The Shining.
The Shining.
Is apparently getting a sequel.
Number two.
Yes. I think it has a title. I'm not sure what it is, but how do we... I guess I can't ask you how you feel about it because you have not seen the movie.
Or even read the book.
Wow. So you don't even, you've never seen the Jack Nicholson movie.
I've seen pictures of him smiling crazily.
Wow, that is amazing. I don't think that counts.
Yeah. So I have no idea what the premise of this story is.
Oh, it's a great... You don't like horror movies, though.
No, I don't.
But if you can, even remotely like horror movies...
You can moderately spoil me if you want.
Basically, it's a haunted hotel. There's family that's snowed in there for the winter. And
for the whole winter?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
The whole winter?
Well, they're the caretakers for the winter.
Oh.
Like, they're up there to take care of the
hotel. How do they eat?
Well, they got, like, food stores and everything. Actually, a big plane flies over and drops pallets, and we never find out where it comes from. But, you know,
interesting. Okay.
And slowly over the course of the winter, things get more and more crazy. And yeah, it's a really good book. Highly recommend.
So what would the second one be about? Another snowstorm?
Well, at the end of the book, the
Wait, this is going to be a spoiler then.
Okay. Well, then never mind. Don't ask me what the sequel's about. But the sequel's coming. let's cross our fingers and hope it's good. I'm not super optimistic because Stephen King in recent years has not been great. Under the Dome was 1,100 pages of boring crap.
Wow.
Did not care for that one bit, but hopefully he can turn it around. Nothing like Return to the Good Old Days. Maybe he could write a sequel to The Stand while he's at it. That'd be pretty cool.
Oh, nice. Hey, Ben, you know, speaking of classics, I'm like the Segway King today.
You are speaking of classics, Segway King.
Do you like Gone with the Wind?
Well, I admire it for its work in film history. I can't say that I'm particularly a huge fan of it.
How would you like it if Christian book publisher Barber Books released a book that they're calling Gone with the Wind Meets Lost?
What?
Yep. This was sent to me by our Sci-Fi Christian writer, Mike, and he has told me that there is a book coming out that is what I just said, Gone with the Wind Meets Lost. So it's going to be set back in, I think, like pre-Civil War times, and some people from
have you ever actually even seen Gone with the Wind?
No.
Okay, I don't think so.
I haven't.
Yeah.
So like the Southern gentleman type, Southern belle people. I don't know what it's about, but I'm just going to go ahead and tell you what I read. They go and travel to Brazil for some reason, but when they get there, it's not so much paradise as I had expected. Mysteries, supernatural elements arise, and I think it has something to do with some of the maybe tribes that lived down there during the time. In South America. So,
well, I'm sold.
Yeah. So check it out. Barber Books.
Do you have a title?
No.
You just have the publisher?
You know what? I think the title was in the website and I forgot to write it down.
Because I don't think the publisher is going to help people very much. Hey, we got Barber Books. Could you give maybe that book about the Civil War? People who are running around with the pygmies down in Brazil?
Sorry. Hey, while you are, I'll come to your computer real quick. And while you're saying the next news story, I'll Google it for you.
No, I don't think you will.
No, you're not invited. I'm uninvited to your computer.
Here's what we'll do. At the end of the show.
Oh,
yeah, yes. This will be the, since we don't have any listener feedback.
Okay.
Stick around. And we will reveal the Civil War People in Brazil novel.
Yeah. All right,
with
Ben.
Monsters and strange tribes.
What do you got next?
Mortal Kombat. They have a video game and also two horrible movies way back in the 90s.
Yes.
Is getting rebooted because there was these web episodes. Did you watch any of these?
No, I didn't. But I know that Hilo from Battlestar was in it and Seven of Nine from Voyager.
Very good. And so they are, these webisodes were a big hit and they're making a movie out of it now. So
I'm glad about that.
I'm intrigued.
Have you watched the webisodes?
I haven't. I've heard they're good though.
I would like to watch them now that I know that they were good enough to make a movie out of.
It would be interesting to actually see a good video game movie
because
most of them are not.
I think I mostly agree.
Like Mario Brothers.
Yeah.
We should do an episode on that just for fun sometime.
Hey,
sit down and watch it. And
speaking of bad movies.
Yeah. Segway cake.
Yeah, speaking of bad movies.
There he goes.
Did you know that Joel Schumacher was actually commission to put together a fifth Batman movie after Batman and Robin.
This is not Batman news time.
This
you're
is not
jumping
Dark,
the gun.
No, this isn't Dark Knight Rises news.
But we do all of the Batman news.
So you're
in one segment.
You're vetoing my news story.
Put it down. Put down the post.
This is really worth it though. Just let me go for it.
You're fine.
I use my segue. Fine. So guess what, Ben? Guess what the fifth movie was going to be called?
Batman Triumphant. This is actually not very. This is not news. I've known about this for years.
Oh,
I'm going to star the Scarecrow was going to be in it.
Yeah, as you know, what actor was going to play Scarecrow?
Nicolas Cage.
How do you know all this?
Is because this is old news, man.
I just heard it this week.
Batman lore.
Wow, I just heard this week.
Yeah,
this is pretty interesting. But I guess you kind of stole my thunder though with all my news.
Yeah. So next piece of news:
Batman Triumphant, Batman 5. They actually. The studio was really happy with Batman and Robin until they actually saw it, I guess.
Yeah. I have Batman and Robin news later in the proper segment, so just hold off there.
Sorry.
Matt, we're big fans of Game of Thrones.
Yeah, good show.
Yeah, and you've been listening to the audiobook?
I was just listening to it on the way here.
You're almost done?
Well, not exactly.
Lots of detail in there. In fact, one of the things George R. R. Martin often goes in depth on is food. He describes food in great detail.
I haven't noticed that.
And this is going to be a big help to all of us because due to his vivid descriptions, the Song of Ice and Fire cookbook
no.
is on its way.
You're kidding me.
I am not kidding. September wow. 2012, A Song of Ice and Fire cookbook coming to a kitchen near you.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
Yeah, so
wow.
You know what we'll be eating at the De Bono household.
Nice. Did you know, I was at the bookstore the other day and I noticed that there's a Game of Thrones comic book now.
Yes, written by Daniel Abraham.
Are you going to check it out, you think, or not?
Absolutely, but we'll wait till it's in trade paperback format.
Hey, speaking of bookstores, did you know, have you heard about this controversy with DC Comics versus Barnes & Noble?
Yep.
Oh my gosh. Well, why don't you tell a little bit about it and then I'll fill in some of the blanks.
Well, there's a controversy involving DC Comics and Barnes & Noble versus each other. And basically, DC is not letting Barnes & Noble sell any of its
stuff. No, you don't know the story. Okay, never mind. Let me tell the story. So, Barnes & Noble wanted to get DC Comics graphic novels, some popular ones like Fables, Sandman, Dark Knight Returns.
But because DC has a deal with Amazon.
No. Okay, you're telling
I'm just
the story.
Showing you I know the story.
You don't quite know the story. So they wanted to
don't
get it on the...
not know the story.
They wanted to get it... Barnes & Noble wanted it on their Nook, their version of the Kindle, because they had color. But guess what? Kindle has a new colored Kindle coming out called Kindle Fire. And so DC has made a deal with Kindle Fire to release the previously mentioned trades that I just talked about, as well as Watchmen, All-Star Superman, a bunch of DC. So Barnes & Noble was furious that DC turned them down on their Nook offer and now has joined with their arch nemesis, Amazon. So guess what? Barnes & Noble they sent out a letter to all of their stores to take all those books off the shelf. They are refusing to sell those books in any of their stores anymore.
Well, that's dumb.
Yeah, I know. You can buy them on their website, but they won't have them in store.
They won't have them in store. Yeah, see, here's the thing. Don't buy a Kindle Fire. Don't buy a Nook Color. Buy an iPad.
Yeah. Especially if you... Well, I guess I can't say that universally for ebook reading, but if you're buying it to look at graphic novels, then it would be an iPad. But I think there's something...
No, this... The only benefit...
E-ink is better.
But the Color and the Fire don't have e-ink.
Oh my gosh.
They don't.
Oh.
It's an LCD screen.
So it is an iPad.
So there's no benefit. Yeah, okay. It's like a stripped down iPad.
Okay, well then I would agree with your point. But if you just want to read books, definitely get a regular Kindle.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I prefer reading on my iPad. It's a lot easier to do because I've had a Nook too, and I very much prefer this. It's a lot easier to do highlighting, take notes on something like this, but definitely e-ink technology is cool, so to each their own.
Okay.
But I am a full convert to the iPad for everything.
Good, Ben. I see you have yours there. How's it been working out for you?
It is amazing.
Yeah, I don't have one.
Yeah, you've got your post-it. You got two post-it notes, so how about that?
Yeah, I had to. You had lots of news this week.
Lots of news. Couldn't fit it all in the big post-it note.
Yeah, so go ahead.
Right on the back side next week.
Oh, yeah, I guess there's a whole other side. What do you got next?
Well, I want you to choose. Would you like take that science segment, or should we get to some more normal news?
Take that science.
All right. So, Matt, first up and take that science.
Play the song.
Take that science.
That's the one you chose?
That's the one I chose. It's
okay.
Amazing.
Good.
So, one of the things scientists rip on sci-fi fans for is that, you know, if in a sci-fi universe there's so many planets that are like Earth, mm-hmm. and they say, oh, that's impossible, you know, Earth is, yeah, we haven't really found any other planets like Earth, yeah. and so that's nonsense. Well, it turns out not. It turns out that habitable planets orbit one third of suns like ours.
That's great.
So there's probably Earth-like planets all over the place.
Oh,
out
my
there.
Gosh, just like,
take that, science.
That's a great sound.
It is.
Yeah, that's pretty good. So you think there'll be some terraforming happening?
Well, quite possibly.
Or are they already, is it ready to go, like out of the box, just go ahead and walk on in?
I'm not entirely sure, but they're habitable.
You know what?
I don't think anybody's been there yet to find out.
Speaking
sure.
of other Earths, I was thinking about that movie, Another Earth, that we never saw together.
We never saw it.
Dang it. And it was only released limited. It was a limited release, so now we're going to have to wait until it comes out on video.
We should see it sometime.
But I bet that's a similar story.
I don't think we'll watch it on video, though.
DVD?
Maybe even not DVD, maybe streaming.
Oh, my gosh.
We're going to have to change our vernacular.
Yeah, you're right.
That we use as nerds. NASA. You know, NASA's got some interesting ideas that maybe make ridiculous movies like Armageddon seem a little bit more realistic. Mm, really? So in Armageddon, Bruce Willis lands on an asteroid and drops bombs. Well, NASA is planning on potentially harpooning astronauts onto an asteroid. Take that, science!
Wow.
How about that?
That's pretty awesome.
You know, see, if that was a sci-fi novel, scientists would turn their nose up at it and say, completely unrealistic. But guess what? It's real. So quit being snobbish. Wait. And take that, science.
So is there an actual asteroid that we should be worried about?
I think there might be one.
Because
headed our way.
You'd think that the news would first be asteroid coming to Earth before they're like, no, don't worry. But just so you know, we're going to be harpooning some asteroids.
I'm not entirely sure that the plan is to destroy the asteroid. It could be they just want to study it, so we're going to harpoon them up there. I don't know.
This might be something we should be worried about.
Take that, science.
Take that, Earth.
Yeah, take that, Earth.
Klingons, this dude who had dyslexia has studied Klingon for 13 years and it has cured his dyslexia.
How is that possible?
It apparently activated different parts of his brain, but scientists like you know, they turn up their nose at made up language, Elvish, Klingon. Yeah. Guess what? This is medicine, people. This is medicine. Take that, science! And finally, an international team of scientists, after hearing our sci-fi Christian episode, no doubt, on Bigfoot,
yes,
have headed off to the Himalayas to find a real Yeti.
Well,
take that, science.
I mean, we covered it here.
Exactly.
The chances are high that this thing exists.
Yeah.
Just because we haven't seen it yet doesn't mean that it's not out there. There's lots of species of animals that we're discovering all the time that we never knew existed before.
Absolutely. And you know, I'm speculating about the sci-fi Christian part, but no doubt it was episode 12, The Search for Sasquatch, that made these scientists realize, you know what, we're being too close-minded. We need to get out there and find this thing because the sci-fi Christian is right.
Yeah.
Take that, science!
Probably after we got nominated for the Podcast Awards, they decided to listen to all of our back episodes.
And they found it. So that concludes this week's Take That, Science! Segment.
Wow, I love it. Okay.
What else you got, Matt?
Well, Marvel has announced their next 5 movies, and we've already covered most of them on the show, so I'm not going to spend too much time with this, but just so you know, audience, it's going to be Iron Man 3, Thor 2, Ant-Man, Guardians of the Galaxy, and The Inhumans.
Very cool. I know very little about any of those.
Guardians of the Galaxy, you probably don't know about. They are from the 31st century. Each member of the Guardians is the last of their specific race or species of being. And they travel to our time, and they are a team here.
Ooh, that's kind of like what we're going to be talking about in just a few minutes.
Yeah, meanwhile,
time travel.
The Inhumans are a group of kind of like superhumans that were created by the alien race called the Kree. Have you heard of the Kree?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, you might have heard of the Kree Skull War.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so the Kree created these Inhumans, but then just dropped the project. But now we have all these superhumans, you know, in being. And so they are just living around on Earth. And so they're kind of, since Marvel doesn't own the rights to X-Men, the Inhumans would be kind of their X-Men team.
Oh, that's exciting.
The movies. Yeah. Marvel, the movies, not, I mean, obviously right, Marvel, the comic, has the right to X-Men.
Yeah, one would hope so.
Yeah, so. All right, what do you got next?
Judge Dredd, if you heard about this news.
Yeah, I've got it here, so I'm glad you have it too.
Okay, so the director got kicked out of the editing room.
That's a really bad sign.
That is not a good sign.
And in further news, the screenwriter is now possibly petitioning to be called a co-director in the credits.
So all of us who are maybe looking forward to that Judge Dredd movie, it is time to lower our expectations dramatically.
I like the lead actor, though. I forgot what his name is now, but he was in...
Carl Urban?
Yeah.
In cool, Lord of the Rings?
Lord of the Rings and Star Trek?
And Doom?
Don't remember that.
I don't think anybody actually saw that movie, but...
Was that Doom with The Rock?
Yeah.
Oh, I never saw that.
Did you ever play the video game?
No.
It was great fun. Yeah. Your video game knowledge is severely minimal. Lacking.
It's minimal. Yeah.
Maybe once we plow through those Goodreads books,
If only I had a good games website, then I would feel compelled to play games.
You can play Doom on like any computer. It's 20 years old.
Yeah.
You don't need a good gaming system to play Doom.
No, I'm saying Goodreads. I would feel more be able to mark it somewhere.
Or something.
Yeah, because I've played it. All right.
I will find you a website. And then you can have a whole bunch of other currently playing experiences out there.
In other Marvel movie news, the people that put together their soundtrack were buying up a bunch of website domains. And even though they didn't announce a Doctor Strange movie, Disney has purchased DoctorStrangeSoundtrack.com.
Huh.
So that kind of a little spoiler there for anybody wondering if they're going to make a Doctor Strange movie.
Well, that doesn't necessarily mean anything. I mean,
at least it means it's heavy on their radar.
No, it means they wanted to spend $50 securing a domain name.
But it's heavy on their radar.
I don't think an investment of $50 makes it heavy on anybody's radar.
All right, you've heard it here first by Matt Anderson. Doctor Strange will be announced within the next year.
Okay.
All right.
It is October 9th, 2011. This will not happen.
Okay.
Guarantee it.
I have only one piece of news left. Well, how many do you have?
I have one piece of news as well, and then some Dark Knight Rises stuff.
You go first, I'll go, and then you can take the Dark Knight Rises.
Do you know what Christopher Nolan's next movie is likely going to be?
I have no idea.
The Twilight Zone.
Interesting. So what exactly are you trying to say?
I don't know. This is going to be, this was one of those movies that I wasn't going to be super interested in. Mm-hmm. They talked about making a Twilight Zone movie. Twilight Zone has had kind of an interesting history because... The original episodes were 30 minutes long, like 20 minutes with commercials. Then they extended out to 40 minutes, and they had to go back to 20 minutes because the creators and writers couldn't stretch the stories far enough into actually 40 minutes worth of material. So it's been a little bit, of a head-scratcher. How are you going to make a movie out of this stuff? But Christopher Nolan on board,
yeah.
I'm sold.
Totally.
If there's one guy who can make a Twilight Zone movie awesome, it's him.
That's great. Wow, so do you think it's going to be just... Every Twilight Zone movie will be a little different, or are they going to be connected in some way?
Well, I don't know if there's a plan for multiple ones at this point. Well, I suppose that's a possibility. Yeah,
interesting. All right, well, in my final piece of news, Darren Aronofsky's movie called Noah that we've been talking about here on the Sci-Fi Christian.
Yeah.
It's going to happen, and production starts spring of next year.
Do you know what the budget is on this thing?
No.
$150 million.
Wow.
Which is a little surprising considering Darren Aronofsky has never really had a big hit with anything.
Okay, I just noticed I have one more piece of news.
Okay.
And this is, we talked about it before the show. Did you ever watch Prison Break?
No.
Prison Break, good show. I liked it a lot. It had an actor named Dominic Purcell, who, if you watch Prison Break, he played Lincoln. And he has been cast as Satan's right-hand man in Paradise Lost.
I'm really excited for this movie.
Yeah, I was just going to say, the movie you're very excited about. Yeah. So
I think this is going to be a very good movie.
I think it should be fine.
I can't wait.
All right, let's go to the Batmobile.
Let's go.
To the Batmobile. Let's go.
Mr. Anderson.
Yes.
The rumor mill is churning once again.
You know, when I look at the news of the week and I'm preparing for the Sci-Fi Christian, I read nothing about Dark Knight because I know
I got it covered.
Yeah, you have it covered. So everything you're about to tell me, I have no idea.
So the rumor is that Cillian Murphy, who of course played the Scarecrow, has been spotted on set in LA.
That's awesome.
This would be really strange.
That actor is amazing. I like that guy a lot.
I would really like it if they brought him back for the final movie because, I'll be honest, I mean, love Dark Knight. Yeah. I was maybe a little bit disappointed by his role in the movie.
It was really minimal.
It was very minimal. I felt like there was more to do with the character. They really left the door open in Batman Begins. I get the, he wasn't what the movie was about.
Yeah.
But I'd be interested in seeing him maybe have a little bit more substantial role in
this one. if he would have been in there too much and taken away from Heath Ledger, then I'm glad they did it the way they did it.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Totally. And then the final piece of news in our Batman segment is that George Clooney has come out and confessed. He has said, Batman and Robin was really bleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we've talked about this. He
No, but this is like official now. He's come out and actually said it.
No, haven't we already heard him say things like, he will pay anybody back?
This is not news. But it's fun to talk about.
But anyway. I mean, along that same lines, I know which article you're talking about, and he said in that article that it's not
all... Do you want me just to read it?
No. It's not all the director and the screenwriter's fault. I mean, he even said that himself, that he didn't necessarily do his best work in that movie.
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of people who went into making that disaster happen.
Yeah, so he wasn't just putting the blame all on somebody else. He took some of the blame.
No, and he should, because he was not good in the movie.
He actually said that, though, that movie was his big springboard into movie stardom.
Yeah, that ER, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So. I think obviously this is one where the studio was forcing plot decisions to be made based on how many toys they could sell. So we want an action scene here with a Mr. Freeze tank, mm-hmm. so that we can sell toys based on that tank.
Yeah, exactly.
Anytime you are making plot decisions based around how to sell merchandise, George Lucas, this is not a good idea.
Exactly.
Yeah. So
good.
I think that is about it.
Well, Ben, we're about to go to our main topic, which was a discussion we had, I don't even know how many weeks ago, sometime before one of our episodes.
Huh? It was a bit ago.
Yeah, maybe, like I said before our Harry Potter episode, or right before we recorded our young adult episode. But I had been thinking about something that morning, and I knew we would want to capture it on a recording device, so... You started the recording, and I asked you about my question. So,
and we had a great conversation, which you are about to hear right now. You wanted to talk about something while we are recording. Oh,
are we recording?
We are, in fact, recording.
All right, so here's the story. So, as you know, we haven't yet done a time travel episode.
We have not.
And we should eventually. But here's something I was thinking about this morning that I wanted to run by you. Not necessarily as this doesn't have to be the main topic of a show, but just I thought this was interesting. And if we get anything good out of this topic right now, we have to have it recorded. So we're recording. Hi, everybody.
Hey.
Okay. So I was thinking about the idea that...
Is this while you were sitting in church this morning?
No. Right. Pre-church.
Pre-church.
Yeah. So I was thinking about the idea that some people say... God can't create a stone he can't lift.
Yes.
Or no, they asked the question, can God create a stone he can't lift? Or can God create a round or a round square or a square circle?
I believe the question is like, could God create a rock so big that he couldn't pick it up?
Exactly.
Because no matter how you answer it, you are limiting God's power.
Yeah, so there's these different things where the answer is ultimately, it doesn't make sense. Like, you can't make a... square circle because
could,
that does
could
not
God make 2 + 2 = 5?
No, he can't, because it's not scientifically possible.
It's just nonsense.
It's nonsense. Exactly. Yeah. Okay, so with that in mind, I was thinking this idea. You know, we've all had things in our lives where we wish we could go back and redo it.
Yes.
So, but then there's also a verse in the Bible, and I don't know it word for word off the top of my head, but it's something along the lines of
we all wish we could go back and
That's not from the God has given us only one life to live, basically.
Oh, yeah. You know, it is appointed man once to die and then judgment. I don't know that that's quite the same thing.
Oh, good. It's not the same thing. Let me get to the main point, and then you can tell me if this would be interesting thing to talk about in the future. So is it possible for God to allow us to move our brain back into the body of our past selves and relive part of our life over?
Oh.
And make a new choice? And
Would we be aware of it?
Yes. So right now, I am 29, but I go back into the body of my 19-year-old version.
Yeah.
And I live from that point forward, and I change things the way I want to.
Because if we weren't aware of it, I would ask, how do you know it's not currently happening?
Exactly. So we are aware of it. Let's assume we are, because that gives us the power to make the new choice. Otherwise, if we're not aware of it, it's just the same thing over and over.
Is it?
I don't know.
Ooh, that's a can of worms. We should do both ways. Like being aware of it and not aware of it.
So, okay, well, let's talk about it then. Because I'm kind of curious about this. So let's say you are aware, because that's the scenario I had in my head. If we are aware that we are now back in the past and we make new choices, is that possible for God to do?
I think so.
Why do you think it is possible?
Well, it's not nonsense. The reason the other stuff would be impossible is because it's logically... ridiculous. Yeah. I mean, like, you know, mathematics are what they are.
I feel like I feel like there is some verse, and maybe I'm totally wrong, that talks about how we're only supposed to be able to live our lives once.
We would have to find that verse and understand the context of it. Because if you're thinking of the it's appointed to man once to die, that wouldn't work because we're assuming you're not dead.
Yeah, we're not dead. That is correct.
We're assuming God shows up in the room and says, "Oh, hello, Matt Anderson,
co-host of
Sci-Fi Christian."
Or like, "God, I made this huge mistake. Please let me go back and do it over." And he's like, okay.
Whatever.
Sure.
You've got it, sport.
You just get one time, though. So are you sure you want to go back this time?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And then we could be really honest and say what that choice would be.
Oh, no.
I don't think we're ready to do that.
Not yet.
Sci-fi confessional.
There's lots of things I'd like to go back and change. But so sometimes I daydream and I think about what point would I want to go to where I could change everything that I would like to change.
Yeah.
So it's always the younger the better, of course.
One?
No, not one. It would stink, though, to have to live over a ton of stuff.
Definitely post-weaning.
Yes, definitely. Yes, that. I mean,
especially
I think that goes without saying.
Especially if it's not, I'm aware, because I don't want to be, oh my gosh.
Yeah, I think that goes without saying.
Went back too far.
I always imagine going back either to high school or college, because that's where you're old enough where you can start to like kind of be yourself. Because if you're in junior high, you can't really be yourself because you're not adultish.
Oh yeah.
But what extent
is brain chemistry? Like, am I a 25-year-old with 25-year-old worth of maturity in a 10-year-old's body?
Basically. Or
does brain chemistry play an effect where I actually regress in my maturity? Even though I'm aware of what happened.
And so you'd have to, if you are going to change something, you'd have to go back to the exact moment you want to change before you get too messed up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you'd still be aware, but you'd be like a 10-year-old's maturity level.
Let's say you want to go back, you want to change something when you're 19.
Yeah.
But you'd say, I better go back to when I'm 15 to give myself plenty of time. But then now you've given yourself 4 years to screw up your plan.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh my gosh, you're right. Yeah. So I don't know. I haven't thought that part through. So I guess what we've come to the conclusion is, it is possible for God, biblically speaking. Are we sure of this? I mean, we'll have to look into it a little bit.
I think it's possible. I think it would be difficult if you are an open theist to make the argument.
So, okay, let's go back now to, you said the other way is, what if we're not aware?
What if we don't?
So how are we able to change something if we're not aware?
So, well, it's just like, how much are your choices determined? Like, is your next choice determined based on who you are right now? Or do you legitimately have a choice? Because if you have a legitimate choice, even if the circumstances are identical, you could make the opposite choice.
Yes, but it just likely, if you're not, if they're, you know, putting your brain back in, it wouldn't even make any sense. Okay, you can't put your mental capacities and memories back into a younger version of yourself and then not be aware of it.
We're not saying that you're put back with memories and whatnot.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Okay. But then the other scenario would be you just go back. Like, you are not 29-year-old Matt and 10-year-old Matt. You are just 10-year-old Matt, period.
Yeah, but then the clock just rewinds. Then that already happened. And
who guarantees the same thing would happen again?
Well, what would make me do something differently?
Well, it depends on how you look at it philosophically. Are the choices you make a result of legitimate free will on your part? Or are they determined by things like the circumstances around you, your brain chemistry, your past, your emotional makeup?
Let's assume,
ultimately determined by those things, or do you have legitimate free will?
I think we have to assume that nothing else has changed. So if nothing else has changed and only my mind has went back, but I don't even know that my mind has come back, then I'll do the exact same thing because I'm living the identical world. Why would I make a different choice?
So then free will is an illusion. Our choices that we make are entirely a result of circumstance.
No. I mean, I had free will and I made the choice once. So what would make me make that choice differently if I didn't have new knowledge?
If it's a legitimate choice, you could theoretically be in identical circumstances and make
theoretically an opposite choice. But I probably wouldn't.
But that's not the question, though. The question is the deck stacked in favor of the choice you made before? Because it very well might be. The question is, could you?
Okay,
Is it possible to make another choice?
I guess it's possible, but not likely. Now, listen to this. I just thought
of
this.
That'd be kind of a screwy deal, but it's only one God's offering you, so let's take him up.
But let's go back to the one that I originally said, which is, I get to go back with my current mind and relive things over, knowing what choices I've made before.
Right.
So I just keep saying 19, because that's 10 years, so that just, it makes sense for me right now. So I go back 10 years. I'm 19 years old. and I changed something, and my whole life now is different. But there was a timeline that existed where right now you and I are podcasting, and I have 10 years of a world that did exist that now I'm changing, and a new world is existing.
Yeah.
So did that original world cease to exist, or and now I've made this the new reality? So I answer that first, yeah. And then I have a follow-up question.
Oh, I mean, that's heavy philosophy there. I would have to say that I'm inclined to say, yes, the old world has ceased to exist, and there's a linear timeline you are now back into.
Do you know what? I mean, that's messed up in some ways, because let's say that something I did in the original 10 years caused somebody to become a Christian. Let's just say.
Right.
And I go back and I change something, and now
they get to go to hell.
Now that person never becomes a Christian. So because I've changed things, they are now not saved.
How about that?
No, I'm asking you.
Well, that would suck for them. Yeah, I guess so.
I'm inclined to believe it. I don't know how
that's probably why God doesn't do this.
Yeah. I'm inclined to believe, and I don't know if this is biblical, but that the first 10 years did not cease to exist.
Oh.
I don't know why, but I mean.
So now there's two different universes.
And
so now we're into multiple
universes. I know. I can't help it. Yeah. Time travel and parallel universes are intertwined. I don't know, because you can't just say.
So would you have a moral responsibility at that point? Because, like, I don't know, how old were you on September 11th?
I was 19.
Okay, so 19. Yeah. So, that's perfect, because you turned 19 shortly before September 11th. Mm-hmm. So you go back to your 19th birthday, let's just say that. Do you now have a moral responsibility to attempt to intercede for the September 11th terrorist attacks?
Yeah, or in some books, like the Stephen King one that's coming out soon, somebody goes back and tries to stop the JFK assassination. I've read that in another book as well.
What about Hurricane Katrina? Do you have more?
I'd let that one go.
Or, you know, you can go on and on, like the tsunami in Japan. And then, but on the flip side, you better memorize those Super Bowl scores before you go back.
Okay, now listen to this. Okay, so I've just been talking from my point of view. What happens to my life and the people that I haven't come in contact with? But if God's given me the ability to go back, chances are he's open to letting other people go back and change mistakes in their own lives.
How do you know he hasn't?
Exactly. Yeah. How do we know that this world we're in right now isn't the offshoot of somebody's new choice?
We don't.
So, assuming that God doesn't give this gift just to one person, then there's multiple versions of this world that could exist based on God allowing other people to make new choices.
Very true.
So, with that being said, I don't think he would allow it.
I mean, that gets kind of crazy to think about, because, like, theoretically, you can't prove that God didn't create the world 5 seconds ago.
Yes, and just implanted our memories, we just think the world has existed.
Everything that you remember happening, including me just saying everything that you remember happening, could be an illusion in your mind planted by God.
Just like some of the replicants in Blade Runner.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's wild stuff.
So the conclusion I'm coming to, and let me know if you're on board with this, is that God would not do that because there would be too many. Well, I mean, I want to say there'd be too many parallel universes, but what if what you said is right and there is just one?
Yeah.
But then every time somebody goes back, it changes everybody else.
Well, just because it's too complex for us to wrap our heads around doesn't mean it's too complex for God. Like, God just shows up and you're like, God, what about the parallels? Don't worry about it, Matt. I'm just sending you back. You let me handle that.
Okay, let's say I go back and I changed my thing 10 years ago.
Right.
And now I'm living my life, but you now go back and you change something 15 years ago.
Yeah.
And now, for whatever reason, that sets my life on a different course, and I never get to make the choice to change things 10 years ago. Did you follow that?
Yeah, I did.
So every time somebody goes back, it changes everything else.
Yes.
According to your one timeline linear theory.
Yeah. Which, wow, that's wild. So everybody who ever existed got one chance to do that.
That's what I'm saying. My scenario is we just get one chance to go back.
Well, we'd probably have found out about it now if you actually remember stuff, because there'd be enough of us who had gone back.
And somebody would finally be like, look, I just got to be honest.
Plus, we would be stuck. If every person got an opportunity, we would be stuck in an infinite time loop, because every time you went back, new people who were not born the first time around would now be born.
And vice versa.
Exactly. And so then those new people would be given an opportunity.
It wouldn't necessarily be an infinite time loop, because you can only travel within your own lifetime.
Well, no, it would be, because let's say you go back 10 years and there's thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people who weren't born before who are now born now. So now that's 100,000 more people that God has to give that opportunity for to.
Mm-hmm.
Every one person he
ooh, what if
back.
What if he only lets Christians go back?
Still, you're still talking every one person who goes back results in thousands of new people being born who are now need to be given that opportunity.
So what are you saying? That's not very likely?
That would result in an infinite time loop where we'd never get out of the 20th century.
Yeah, it would just take a long time.
Every person that goes back results in thousands of new people. So it's not...
No, that's not necessarily true.
It's just true.
Every person that goes back results in all new people?
Well, not all new people, but there'd be enough changes where the list gets longer of people that God has to give the opportunity to every time he goes back.
Oh my gosh. Oh, that it could potentially be infinite.
Yeah, it does become infinite.
So the fact that we exist now thousands of years after the creation of the world shows that probably God never did give this power to anybody.
Well, no.
Oh, unless it was an exclusive.
Right.
God never gave
this power to everybody.
So as long as it's kind of an exclusive thing, it is possible.
As long as every time somebody goes back results in at least two new people, it becomes an infinite loop.
Oh my gosh. This is pretty crazy.
It is pretty crazy.
Oh man, I'm just trying to think of the ramifications. I wanted this to be true and I think we've disproved it.
Well, you've disproved it across the board. The fact that we exist in the 21st century proves this is not true.
Yeah.
But that doesn't, well, for everybody, but not necessarily for
Maybe if I just
Matt.
Really hope he'll let me.
That's the spirit. Happy thoughts.
Happy thoughts. I don't know. Maybe we can include this brief conversation on a future time travel episode.
This could be like a time travel episode.
Well, let's just keep talking.
Okay.
What else do we want to talk about?
Well, I don't know. Maybe we should table it for now, and then we'll come back with additional thoughts after we listen to this.
Yes.
That will pique our interest, and we'll fill out the episode with new thoughts, which you will be hearing right now.
It's a trap. Well, Ben, we're back.
So you lied at the end. That was a bit of a lie.
So we'll be back with more thoughts right now as more of a kind of listener feedback. However, all of our listener feedback this week was loss related. So we're going to save it for a loss part two.
Yeah. So maybe if I could get my one time to go back in time from God, I would go back and change that so I don't lie to our listeners.
But this is actually good. So like we said, short episode today, listeners, tell us what your thoughts are on time travel and on what we just talked about there. We'll do a bigger, more expansive time travel episode. For now, this is just a teaser, just so you guys didn't have to wait so long, because we probably won't record again for at least a week or more.
Yeah, probably we can aim for next weekend.
Maybe next weekend.
Maybe. You sound very non-committal. Okay, so, I guess we're going to have to work out these scheduling details off the air.
So, Ben, you did it. You looked up what the name of that book is.
So this is the Escape to Paradise trilogy.
So is there any specific names for each of the books?
Forsaken Dreams, Elusive Hope, and Abandoned Memories. And based on what I'm reading here, I do not recommend this.
Okay. So I think that's it. So
Not worth the wait.
Yeah. Hey, before you actually hit the exit music, we have to ask people again. As we're going towards the end of the year, we need you guys to send us your favorite things, favorite clips. Just tell us some things you want us to discuss on the Listener Appreciation End of the Year Jubilee.
And we have to tell them to go vote for us, podcastawards.com.
Yes.
Yes.
That's important, too. So I think that's it, Ben.
All right. So you can call us, 612-4121-SFC, or email us at...
The Sci-Fi Christian. Dang it, I did it again.
Wow.
Feedback at thescifichristian.com.
And that's it.
Well, that's all from here. I'm Matt Anderson.
I'm Ben DiBono.
And we are the Sci-Fi Christians, signing off. We doing any singing this week?
Well, I don't know. What does your heart tell you?
I think I need to sing, Ben.
Okay, what would you like to sing?
What do you got on the iTunes there?
I got Spotify, so pretty much anything. Let me see. to something really cheesy.
Okay.
You have to talk here because we're still...
Oh, this is actually... People are listening right now? Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Maybe this isn't a good time to sing.
You don't want... You're thinking maybe not singing?
Well, what do you got there?
I was going to... I don't know the title of the song, but I was thinking of that really cheesy song that goes... Oh, I don't know how it goes.
You know, I think usually we do best with instrumental music and then a little singing over that.
So maybe
some John Williams or... I don't know how we're going to beat Indiana Jones.
Yeah, that was really good.
Yeah.
What would be a good one?
Don't let them down. They're on the edge of their seat wondering, how is this episode still going? I thought Matt was in a hurry. Yeah. Isn't he leaving to go finish that video?
Yeah, I guess not. I guess singing takes precedence.
For my grandma's funeral video? I got a photo montage to put together.
Yeah. Well, here, how about we...
When this is all said and done, this episode is not going to be a short episode. It's going to be regular. And they're going to be...
So here we go.
The listeners are going to be like, what are you talking about?
It's a theme from Jaws.
How is this uplifting? Did you not understand I needed to be uplifted? Oh. Wait, let's just do it.
Okay. Well, there's not a whole lot to sing along to at this part.
This is horrible.
I think we need to do something else. Yeah, give it. Mm-hmm. Let this be therapeutic to you.
If we have any new listeners, because I saw us as a nominee on the podcast awards.
Sorry.
This is not helping our odds. Yeah. I don't know if this is working, Ben.
I'm not sure I'm feeling it.
I'm not feeling it.
Anything else that you
is that I think we should just wrap it up at this point.
Any song that's on your heart? We've talked about the life report. We sang that one.
Don't want to miss a thing.
Yeah,
no, that's too sad. Ooh, how about
Bohemian Rhapsody, Muppets version?
No, that was from the history podcast. How about I'm trying to think of John Williams' great hits.
Another Star Wars,
Superman.
Oh, you want to hear Superman?
Yeah.
Okay, I can make that happen. Turn that guy down a little bit.
You're kind of leaving me hanging, Ben.
Yeah, I'm just letting you go. I don't want to take away from your moment.
Okay, here it goes.
This movie sucks. I don't know this part. You got your hands out. You're feeling it.
Yeah, this is pretty moving stuff here.
Yeah. It's kind of the dull part of the song.
Yeah. I think we can let's just fade it out. Gentle fade, and then we'll say goodbye.
That was a gentle fade.
Very nice. Well, Ben, that's all from here.
Good night, everyone.
I'm Matt Anderson.
We already did that.
Signing off.